proclamation number 8385 dated the January 19th, 1963. Feeding the soul is a priority. Communion. I repeatedly have to impress on you the distress your soul experiences if it does not receive the right kind of nourishment. After all, the most important thing in earthly life is to provide your soul with everything it requires to reach the goal which is its reason for living on earth. It is supposed to mature fully and needs the right nourishment. It needs appropriate food and drink that directs it to a life which guarantees it the greatest happiness. An immature soul cannot enter my kingdom of light. It must have matured fully on earth and is living on earth for this purpose. You take the greatest care to maintain the life of its physical cover, the human body. Everything is done so that it is preserved and feels as comfortable as possible. Yet you do little for your soul, even though it needs good, healthy nourishment for its eternal continuation far more, whereas the body is transient and its lifespan might well be quite short. At the beginning of its incarnation as a human being, the soul is mainly weak and ailing and should be helped to overcome its helpless condition. It should receive the right food and drink to become purified during earthly life and be handed the right medicine so that it can recover and leave its earthly body fully matured when the hour has come to exchange its life on earth with the spiritual kingdom to be infinitely happy. And the right food can only be offered by means of my word, because then it receives its strength and support directly from me, and I will indeed only offer what serves the soul to achieve perfection. But I need your free will to do so, and therefore you have to come to my table yourselves and accept the nourishment for your soul from me directly. Time and again I invite you to be my guests, to refresh and strengthen yourselves at my table and to receive the right food and drink from me, because they are necessary for your soul's successful earthly progress. After all, the human being only lives on earth to achieve the soul's full maturity. His body is merely the physical cover for the spirit, which has almost completed the process of return and just needs to pass its test of volition to finally be admitted into the spiritual kingdom. Of course, the body also needs its due to exist and to carry out its task to serve the soul, but taking care of the soul should be a priority, and you should offer the soul everything it needs to mature completely. And since the soul is the spirit within the human being, it can only be given spiritual food and drink. Therefore my word is and remains its right nourishment, which I offer you in all fullness if only you give me the opportunity to speak to you, and after that live in accordance with my word. Then the soul cannot fail, it will irrevocably shape itself to constantly come closer to me. Since every contribution of my strength, which it receives through my word, helps to transform it into its original nature, because it reforms itself and can now also become consistently more enlightened by the light of my love. You humans have to hear my word many times, then you give your soul the right nourishment, which won't remain unsuccessful. For this reason you should constantly come to my table and hold communion with me, and indeed, your soul will be grateful that you nourish it first. Then your earthly progress is not in vain, as your soul will constantly come closer to me until one day the ultimate unity is achieved and the soul can create and work in light and liberty with me in my kingdom again. Amen.